Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada often compared the chanting of the holy name of a devotee to the calling of a child for the mother. Why? Because in the calling of a child, there is desperateness or helplessness, there is intensity, there is also eagerness for the association of the mother. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, even when he was a small child, he could be seen to be smiling or sometimes crying. Why? When he got the association of the Lord, he would smile. And when he would feel separation from the Lord, he would cry in Ashtasattvika Vikar, feeling great separation from the Lord. So, Prahlad was a very pure devotee. At the same time, he was a child. And he could feel such connection with the Lord. Actually, the helplessness or the desperateness with which he called was due to his fear. Fear of what? Prahlad himself says, Naham bibhem yajitate ti bhayanakasya jihvarka netra bhuguti rabasogradamstrat antrasrajakshatajakesharashankukarna nirhrada bhita digibha arvinna khagrat. My dear Lord, I am not afraid of your mane soaked with blood and your sharp nails with which you tore apart the belly of Hiranyakashipu. I am not afraid of all this, nor am I afraid of your roaring sound, the sound of a lion. He says, why? Because you are simply a personification of love. So I have no fear when I look at you in this form, although many others are trembling when they see this form of Narasimha. But what am I afraid of? He says, Trastosmyagam kripana vatsala dussahogra samsara chakra kadanat grasatam pranita baddha svakarma birushattama tengri moolam pritopavarga sharanam khvayase kadano. He is saying, Trastosmyagam, I am very afraid of this dangerous atheistic samsara which is filled with non-devotees who are always criticizing you and finding fault with you and forgetful of you and always loitering here and there seeking sense gratification. I am afraid of this particular material samsara which carries you away from your remembrance. So from Prahlad, we can understand that he is not afraid of Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. He is not seeking moksha. He is only desiring to be surrounded by devotees who are always remembering the Lord, chanting His holy names, rendering His devotional service, and blissfully situated in devotional service. That is His aspiration. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj expressed His fear and fearlessness, expressed His desperation, and experienced various emotions of ecstasy, both in union and in separation, while calling out the holy name of the Lord. So, not only Prahlad is a pure devotee calling the holy name desperately, but he was also a child expressing the mood of a child for the mother. So, Srila Prabhupada quoted this example in order to teach us the eagerness that we should have in attaining the Lord's lotus feet, and the intensity with which we should call the holy name, and the helplessness that we should feel in this world or samsara surrounded by atheistic people. So such a quality of chanting will definitely attract the Lord's attention, and when He glances on us, definitely we'll become purified and our relationship with the Lord becomes purer and tighter and sweeter and becomes a permanent feature in the heart of a devotee. Hari Naam Prabhu Ki.